Okay, I'm calling the meeting to order. We're not approving minutes, are we?
No.
We can do the roll call.
And we'll do the roll call.
Ms. Moran?
Here.
Ms. Greeny?
Here.
Ms. Hollowell?
Here.
Council Liaison May Wells?
Here.
Ms. Locke? And Mr. Halpert, and also Mr. Centurion, excuse absence. I want to note that we have received a notice for resignation from Deidre Lewis, our former chair, and so we will be seeking election at the next meeting when hopefully we have a call.
Pardon me, Madam Chair. For the record, we'd like to note that we do not have a quorum at this meeting this evening, therefore that no official business will be conducted.
So in that sense, no public hearings, no old business. So we'll go on to new business. I believe we have a optional work session to be presented to us for the to explain the proposal and for us to provide feedback. So staff has a presentation?
Yes. Just brief background for the commission. Thank you very much. If I may just give you a kind of a synopsis of the flow of the process, since it's been a while since we ever had a mixed-use district recently. And this is a little bit different from the typical rezoning process, but let me just start with the step one for this particular project, which calls for rezoning from HRO, the High Density Residential Office District, to the PDM, the Planned Development Mixed Use District. And the process for this PDM goes, starts with the sketch plan review meeting that staff had with the applicant, and that was taken place a few weeks ago. And then the next step would be to the with the Planning Commission, the work session, which is tonight, the optional, which the session that the applicant has taken the advantage of to hear feedback and any comments from the Planning Commission. After tonight, this will be put on the agenda for the Planning Commission meeting. Hopefully, will be next month, unless the applicant would like to have additional time. And then with the Planning Commission meeting, they will consider the application and make a recommendation to the City Council, which will hold a public hearing and also to consider whether to approve the community development plan with this particular project. And if City Council approves this project, the applicant has 2 years to submit final development plan and to proceed with this project. So this, like, within 2 years of the approval, then you have to come back for the final development plan approval with Planning Commission review and subsequently the City Council final approval. So just give you a sense of what the process. And so we are here tonight. Gives you some pictures, images of the site and the surrounding. As you're probably familiar with the site, which is outlined in pink, called two towers connected by a middle section. And it's Highway 170, Delmar Boulevard. On DelQuest, this is called where the development is fronting on, the existing development is fronting on. And across the street, as you know, that Walgreens has been approved, it's under construction. And also under construction is the apartment complex that you also had recommended for approval before. It's a zoning map showing that the site is this parcel here is zone HRO, again, is the high residential office district and surrounded by identical zoning district as well as general commercial. It's also close to the city limits that we share with the city of Ludlow. A Google image of the existing buildings. This is the private roadway that leads to the Ludlow Crossing, which is the backside of this development. And Delcrest, currently there are 5 curb cuts on Delcrest serving this development. Parking is on both sides as well as to the rear of the building. Also, there's a circular driveway in front of the complex, and people can do the drop-offs and pickups. This is the subject towers. It's looking south on Delcrest. There's a commercial building to the north and also the new apartment complex to the south. This is looking north. This subject site and then the commercial building to the north. Across the street from Delcrest, this is the site. In Walgreens under construction, and there's another site that's being worked on. There's a nursery school being proposed. It's looking south. This is the apartment buildings near completion to the south of the site. Again, looking from the back side, this is the public roadway, and this is the subject buildings with parking in the back. It's a closer look at the rear, because the applicant is proposing some work to the rear of the building. Looking across 170 to the west, and this senior living facility also. So there's next are some plans that I'm going to leave to the applicants to present here for their proposal in more details. So that's the background. And if I may add you, just two nights ago, the applicant applied for and got granted by the Board of Adjustment a variance in terms of the landscape buffer in the front of the building. A reduction of the landscape buffer from 10 feet to 5 feet, which is the area along this frontage. I think the applicant probably will discuss a little bit on that too, just to give you some background.
Okay, so now we hear from the applicant. Please state your name and address before starting.
Good evening, my name is Vince Cady. My address is 525 Midvale here in University City. Do we have a slide?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Okay, great. Super. Thank you. Good evening. As I indicated, my name is Vince Cady. I represent the applicant, Council Apartments, which runs the Crown Center Independent Living Facility for seniors located up on 8348-8350 Delcrest, as Mr. Rye pointed out. With me this evening is Tim Voschen, who's the Facilities Director and Manager for the Crown Center, and Max Null and Amy Scherer, who are the architects that designed some of the drawings that are before you. If any questions get too difficult for me, I'm going to immediately punt to them. The plan development on the agenda tonight is part of an overall project the Crown Center is doing for its residents. The new project is designed to connect, learn, and contribute a connection with not only the residents at the Crown Center, but also the community overall and with other seniors in the area. The portion of the project that's necessitating the rezoning and the planned district is what I want to discuss tonight, and it includes a coffee house or cafe with an indoor-outdoor gathering area for that facility. The footprint, I think it's important to note, in the plans you'll see, the footprint of the buildings itself isn't changing at all. These are primarily interior modifications, and then the installation of a patio and some access way to the patio. But other than that, the building itself isn't changing. We're not increasing the density or anything in the footprint of the building. So getting right to it, the patio includes two entrances. Patio area is right in this area here. We're going to be adding an entranceway right here on the plans. That's the main entrance into the dining facility, and has a little foyer area there. The main entrance has a fan-shaped canopy, concrete sidewalk that goes to it, and then on either side of the entrance itself, there'll be some annual beds and some ornamental grasses right up against the building in that area there. The patio area itself, which you can see is this area outlined right here, will be a stamped concrete that'll look like, simulate stone in some fashion. It'll be enclosed with a stone veneer wall that has inlet lights along the wall. It's a pretty short wall. The wall is capped with a limestone cap. It'll be a very nice looking amenity. And that'll separate the patio from the sod out here. The patio will also be decorated with an angled bed here and some more ornamental grasses that'll match either side of the main entrance. The other access point is an access from the outdoor dining or gathering area to the indoor existing dining facility that will be upgraded. And we're going to try to save what mature trees we can along the area. And in particular, there are a couple of trees that are right in the patio area. We're going to save those trees, put an iron grate over them so they'll be flush with the rest of the patio, but those will continue to exist, and we think will add to the ambiance of the patio area itself. In terms of internally, the primary area of concern is right in this area, where's the existing kitchen. That's going to be demoed, it's going to be renovated, and it's going to be expanded a little bit. The kitchen will include a meat storage area, a dairy storage area, and it'll have all the equipments necessary for a kosher kitchen, so it'll be fully kosher for the residents. And then the dining area right off the kitchen is the existing dining area, which obviously will be upgraded to meet all the other improvements in the area. And that generally are the improvements that have required us to seek the rezoning and the planned development district that we're asking for. The primary reason behind that is because the current zoning that we have, that Mr. Lai indicated, the high residential office density doesn't allow us to have this type of facility where we have direct access and we invite people in beyond our residents to use the facility. And it's really that simple and that straightforward.
Can I ask? So what you're basically saying, currently this area is a private dining for the residents only. And what you want to do right now is make it more of a restaurant, a cafe that other people can come in?
Yeah, retail. Well, yes, those have certain connotations, and I'm glad you brought that up. Let's explain it. First and foremost, this is not profit-driven in any fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this entire facility, well, this entire project is grant and donation-oriented, and the grants that we have will allow us to make this a profit center in any type of fashion. The idea being is there are plenty of programs that the Crown Center offers, not only to its residents, but to people outside. Across the board type of programs. And the idea is to create more of a communal atmosphere, such that if somebody comes in and goes to a particular Jewish studies class or a Bible class, knitting or what have you, that they stick around, maybe have a meal with a resident at the cafe and whatnot.
Okay, so will it have for example, you can go up and buy a cup of coffee?
Yes.
Or something. Okay, it does have that. It
yes.
will be that kind of amenity. Okay.
Madam Chair, if I may add to, in essence, that's the reasoning that we required to have the zoning in order to accommodate those uses that would be open to the general public, so anybody could walk in. Otherwise, the current development was approved under a conditional use permit years ago, but it was with accessory uses limited to their own residence. So once it opens up, to the general public, even for like demonstration kitchens, cafes, or community gardens, it would have a different type of impact, and the conditional use permit would not accommodate that. So the only way we figure, you know, could accommodate what the center would like to do is to seek this type of zoning, which is subject to your review.
What do the residents of the Crown Center think of this plan?
All of our feedback is very positive. We're anxiously waiting to get started.
Any negative feedback?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, I don't think so. They've done studies with not just the seniors in our facility, but also in the community, and all of those studies are what allowed them to put this plan together. So the ultimate goal is to keep the seniors, not just in our facility, but also in the community, more active, and that's the goal, essentially.
That's great.
Yeah.
So conceivably, if, for example, that nursery school or early childhood center went in across the street, conceivably, perhaps parents could come and have a cup of coffee here while their children, even though they have no connection to the Delcrest, to the senior living area, could then be part, you know, have a, you know, use the facility as a cafe.
And they could. That's not our target.
I understand.
But yes, absolutely. They
but could. To be honest, to me, that's a positive thing.
Sure.
Because you're integrating senior citizens with young parents, with perhaps children, with perhaps the neighbors who are going to be in the residential area next door, and it's not distinct
yes.
age groups that are separated by each other. To me, that's a positive.
So we will not turn anybody down,
mm-hmm.
But our target is seniors.
Yes, I understand.
Sure.
That. But your target is also to integrate into the into
absolutely.
The into
it's
the
all,
neighborhood.
The entire goal is to get all of the community more active, all of the seniors,
okay.
because we want them to be healthier and live longer, basically.
Excuse me. You're going to have a certain time for people other than the seniors to come in if they want to get coffee or whatever. Is it a certain time?
Well, they can come. Anybody can come in during the open hours for that. They're still evaluating those hours, but it looks like it will probably be around 7 a.m. to probably 2 in the afternoon. And the reason for that is because we have a meal program that we need to get that closed down and start getting prepared for the meal program. And so those are probably going to be our hours.
Okay.
If I may also point out to, if at the end of the process the Planning Commission so decided with City Council's approval, there could be signage too that would not otherwise be allowed to advertise the additional uses that will be open to the public.
Pretty simple.
Thank you.
Thanks to the grantors.
Thank you.
We have a team at Crown Center that is very good about dealing with people for grants and funding, and I think because Crown Center's been around for so long,
mm-hmm.
and everybody in the community knows of Crown Center, especially the Jewish community, so we really do get a lot of funding for great programs and different things. So. That's really nice.
On behalf of this commission and the University City, please thank those grantors for us.
Absolutely.
Currently, because you mentioned that you would have separate dairy and separate meat to make it, to keep up kosher.
Sure.
Is it currently kosher?
It is.
Oh, okay. That's what I would have assumed.
Yeah. So there is an existing kitchen there that is for a meat kitchen only. And so that's one of the reasons we wanted to change. Also, the cafe will allow us to do so many more things. Especially for people that aren't Jewish that live in our center, to where they can go and get different things that they couldn't get. Yeah.
Sounds great. Yeah. Well, I guess, does anybody else have any questions? Anything? Okay, well, I guess that.
So we'll put it on the agenda if the applicants so decide for next month's meeting.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh. So, other business, the only thing we would probably have is we're not doing election of officers. Public comments? No.
I guess reports.
And Mayor Walsh?
I would just say that the City Council on Monday approved unanimously the Master Bicycle Pedestrian Master Plan. And in the previous meeting, the Council approved the formation of the Commission on Youth and the Commission on Seniors. So the Council members are now accepting applications. They need adults on both, and they need the kids on, and I think we might have one there. Mr. Sharp said he was going to talk to you about it. I guess you can.
Your dog.
The children, the Youth Commission has at least 7 young people, but we have the option of the staff, our council each appoint 2, 1 a young person, the other could be young person or an older person. We wanted the youth to be in the majority. But we wanted enough adults to help guide the youth. So I know that we have 3 young people who've already applied who will be appointed Monday. Sloan Marion, who's at the high school, Malik Johnson, who's at the high school, and Dylan Allen. I'm not sure what school he goes to. And the principal of the high school, Mr. Macklin, has appointed the assistant principal to be his appointee. So, and we have so far only 1 applicant for the senior commission. And other than that, we approved some code revisions this past week, kind of energy focused.
Next one.
I thought we did the final this time.
We postponed them.
Okay. I thought we did in the last one, so we'll do them this week. That's right.
They were introduced.
We introduced them last time and then held them over to figure the egress thing.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm getting my dates mixed up. Hopefully they will pass with no problem this coming Monday. And if they do, we will be the 3rd city in the state to approve this kind of energy, good energy efficient building code.
Right.
And that's about it.
Just a couple of things from staff. One is on the comprehensive plan update. Thanks for the comprehensive plan committee that's been meeting, and also we have finished the interviews with consultants, and we are in the process of contract negotiation, and also have the more detailed scope of services prepared. And we just before this meeting, I've forwarded that to the comprehensive plan committee members for them to take a look at, you know, in terms of the general summary of the scope. And then we'll incorporate those into a draft contract to be considered by the City Council, because we are still in the negotiation stage, so I'm not at the liberty to disclose the names of the consultants yet. But that's being worked on, and we're trying to keep it on schedule. And then the other thing is on the, we're going to convene a meeting of the code review committee, a committee that I don't think they have ever met this year yet, but last year they did. You know, actually had a number of meetings. But the issue that we would like the co-review committee of the Plan Commission to consider is on light athletic ball fields, recreation facilities. So we'll schedule a meeting with the co-review committee members and try to have something maybe next month, early part of next month, to have a meeting, and then to proceed on for the full planning commission to consider for tax amendment in terms of the ordinance change for the zoning code. So it's just more heads up for you. That's all I have here.
We'll keep it short.
And I guess we don't have a majority, so we're not doing a motion to close.
We cannot close.
It's closed. It's
closed. There you go.
That's right.
Thank you all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.